This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in Your Health, a profile of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She's devoted much of her life to helping people with mental retardation. First, there's a new online effort to get families involved in autism research. And here's NPR's John Hamilton with the story.
Parents often use the internet to look for answers about autism. They don't find many, though, in part because there hasn't been all that much research on the disorder. Dr. Paul Law believes parents can help change that.
Most parents don't understand that there are 6,000-plus clinical trials happening for cancer right now, where there's only 50 for autism.
Law's solution is an online project that links parents of autistic children with researchers. It's called the Interactive Autism Network, or IAN, and it's being run by the Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore. Dr. Kylie Law is in charge of research. She and Paul Law have a personal stake. Their teenage son has autism. Kylie Law says one goal is to attract people who usually get left out of research projects.
More parents live closer to a computer than they do to a research hospital, and it opens up more ways for people to get involved.
Parents spend an hour answering an online questionnaire about their child. That helps scientists learn more about the disorder, and the IAN project uses the information to tell parents which local or national studies might be appropriate for their children. So far, the registry has gathered information on about 1,300 children. John Hamilton, NPR News.